Okay, Halo is the latest video game to get the Hollywood treatment. The game takes place in an interstellar war between humans and aliens. Now that storyline has been adapted for TV, with a premiere episode that drops today on the streaming service Paramount Plus. NPR's Lindsay Totty has more.
In some ways, the Halo video game series is tailor-made for the small screen. The series began in the early 2000s, when cinematic storytelling in video games started to take off, and it had all the makings of a blockbuster.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
The quippy hero of the Halo games is the Master Chief, John 117. He's one of several armored super soldiers known as Spartans. In the 26th century, the Spartans protect humanity from an alien civilization called the Covenant Empire. When players control the Chief, they get to be the hero of the story.
In taking it to a different medium, film or television, we're kind of asking all of our fans to let us tell you this story. This is a story that you're not going to participate in as a character, but you're going to participate in as a viewer.
Kiki Wolfkill is an executive producer of the Halo TV series. She's also a developer for the Halo games. She says that to translate the world of the games to TV, they had to delve deeper into the Master Chief as a character to understand the man under the helmet, whose name is John 117.
We don't explore a lot of John, and certainly outside of the armor or helmet in the games. And these Spartans, and John in particular, have seen more horror than any human could possibly imagine. And they have to keep going, and they have to keep fighting. And what kind of toll does that take? It's something we sort of open the door, crack the door on a little bit in the games. But this is where the series gives us the opportunity to really see that in a different way.
Part of opening the door to John 117's humanity in the TV show is a cast of characters that flesh out his world and add complexity to it. The series premiere takes us to a future where the human race is spread out across the galaxy, colonizing various planets. Planet Madrigal is home to one of those outposts, when it's brutally attacked by Covenant forces, the aliens. Master Chief, played by Pablo Schreiber, and his squad of Spartan warriors strike back.
Covenant forces on planet Madrigal neutralized. 20 elite warriors killed, 150 civilians, no survivors.
Wait!
Correction, one survivor.
That lone survivor is a teenage girl named Quan, played by Yeren Ha. Quan's father was a separatist leader fighting for independence from the United Nations Space Command, the Earth military. He was among those killed by the aliens.
With Quan, I think you see her go from grief and sort of the trauma of what happened to the thing I can do is carry my father's fight forward and fight for the people of Madrigal to get out from under the yoke of the UNSC.
What is it you want?
Independence for Madrigal. That's what my dad wanted. So that's what I want.
We soon learn that Quan's anger at the UNSC and at Master Chief has deep roots.
Master Chief, huh? You know, we've actually met before today.
When was this?
When you killed my mother?
As Quan remembers, her mother was at a meeting for outer colonists discussing the unfair rule of the UNSC. Master Chief explains the incident from his side.
The assembled were deemed an imminent threat.
My mom seems like an imminent threat to you?
What I can see on the ground may not reflect the entirety of the situation.
What does that mean?
Sometimes others know things I do not.
It ever occurred to you that it might work the other way around?
Quan, she starts that thinking with him of, what does it mean for you to make decisions on your own?
As Kiki Wolfkill says, no matter the medium, a sense of honor and duty is core to the Master Chief as a character. How he defines that will clearly be a big part of humanizing him on the show.
Is the right thing to save a single person who's right there? Is the right thing to sacrifice a single person for the good of 100 or 1,000? That's sort of the complexity of what he has to deal with.
And since Paramount Plus renewed Halo for a second season over a month before its premiere, the show should have plenty of time to explore those layers. Lindsay Totty, NPR News.